KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school volleyball around the area last night. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Harlan downing Atlantic in three straight games. The game scores 27-25, 25-13, and 25-21. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Red Oak topping Clarinda 3-1. St. Albert outlasting Kemper Catholic 3-2. In fact, they had come from 2 games down to pick up that win. Creston beat Denison 3-1 last night. Also in the Western Iowa Conference, Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 3-0. Trainer over Audubon 3-. Underwood swept 3 from Riverside. IKM Manning 3-4 as they win over Logan Magnolia. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Cam downing Woodbine in 3-. It was Exira EHK winning over Peyton Sherdan in a tight match, 3-1. Coon Rapids Bayard defeating Glidden Ralston 3-1. Also last night in a triangular, it was AHSTW topping Griswold 2-0. Nottoway Valley beating Griswold 2-0. And Nottoway Valley edging AHSTW 2-1 in volleyball last night. In high school cross-country action yesterday at the 44th annual Panorama Cross-Country Invitational, on the girls' side, the varsity title goes to the host team. Panorama wins with 53 points. Earlham with 90 points was the runner-up. Adair Casey Guthrie Center was third with 99. Tri-Center placed fourth with 143. Nottoway Valley was fifth with 145 points in that meet yesterday. Individually, Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center was the champ, with Ella Waddle of Panorama finishing second. Kate Crawford of ACGC third. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley was fourth. Her teammate Sophia Brewers finishing in fifth place. Peyton Beckman of Panorama, Lauren Embleton of ACGC were 6th and 7th yesterday. Also, Hannah Tigason of Audubon finished in 9th place in that meet individually yesterday. Some of the top runners in the state involved in that meet yesterday. On the boys' side at the Panorama Invitational, it was Madrid winning the title with 31 points. Nottoway Valley with 86 was the runner-up. ACGC placing 3rd with 146. Des Moines Christian was 4th. Tri-Center placing 5th in that meet. Individually, Sean McDermott of Madrid won the title, with Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley placing second. Noah Nelson of ACGC running third. Justin Ambrose of Boyer Valley was fourth. Those were the top five runners in that meet yesterday locally. Also at Southwest Valley High School, they had their Southwest Valley Invitational cross-country meet yesterday. On the girls' side, it was Emma Lucas of Bedford winning the title, with Brielle Baker of Creston second, Braylon Baker of Creston finishing third. Kayla Valky of Shenandoah was fourth, and Claire Campbell of Shenandoah placing fifth in that meet. Also in the top 10 was Alexis Post of Riverside. She placed 9th in that meet yesterday. The team standing, Shenandoah wins with 48 points, Creston with 51, the runner-up. Southwest Valley was third with 125 points. On the boys' side yesterday, Noah Jorgensen of Sydney was the individual champion, with Cameron Welsh of Bedford placing second. Baylor Bergren of Red Oak was third. Adam Thompson of Sydney fourth. And Josh Neihart of Bedford placing fifth. The team standings in that meet at Southwest Valley saw Red Oak win with 63 points. Shenandoah was 75 was second. Sydney was third with 105. Bedford and Riverside fourth and fifth in the top five of those team standings yesterday. Well, rivals will collide tonight in a key District 8 contest in 8-man football as 9th-ranked Glidden Ralston visits number 6-rated Exira EHK. These schools are conference foes in other sports, and Glidden Ralston coach Craig Lynch says the rivalry dates back several years.
Our kids are really familiar with each other, and I think that has a lot to do with when you get traditional rivalries, just that familiarity with each other. But you can look back in the annals around here, and you'll even get guys in the 70s talking about their tough games back when it was just Exira by themselves. So this one's been around for a while.
Lynch says the defense faces a tough challenge against the Spartans.
They're very athletic. They can do it both through the air and on the ground with a couple of different guys at quarterback. So, there's a lot of preparation. A lot of different defenses you have to be ready to go into based upon what they come out formation-wise. And so it's a lot of preparation for kids.
Exira EHK coach Tom Peterson says it's early, but it is a big game in the district race.
You know, I know Craig really well up there at Glidden-Ralston. He's done amazing things with his program, and we've battled through the years. We've both been at this a long time, and this isn't going to be any different. You know, his team is extremely physical. It's going to be a tough game for us. You know, it's something I want us to – it's just one of those nights. You know, you're going to have to be ready to play for 48 minutes, and if you're not, you're going to be in trouble.
Peterson says these teams have met in many big games.
I think the last three or four times or five times that we've played, there's been – it's been in the playoffs. It's been regular season. It's once two of them have been for the Unidome. So they're just well coached, and we're going to have to be disciplined with all of our gap control and – everything that we do. So but that's how it should be. You know, when you're playing a team this good, this is how it should be.
It's a big game tonight. They'll kick it off at 7 o'clock this evening. Here on KJAN tonight, we've got Atlantic at Harlan in a, well, I was going to say Hawkeye 10. It is in other sports. It's a non-district game, though, here in football tonight. Who's going to win gets us started at 6 o'clock this evening. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Atlantic at Harlan this evening here on KJAN. Don't forget Trojan Preview. You can hear from Atlantic coach Mike McDermott coming up later this afternoon at 4:45. In NFL football, A.J. Green and the Cincinnati Bengals are 2-0 after beating a division rival. Green grabbed three touchdown passes in the first half while the Bengals were building an early 21-point lead in a 34-23 victory over the visiting Baltimore Ravens. He set the tone with scoring receptions of 4, 28, and 7 yards on consecutive possessions. Andy Dalton threw all four of his scoring strikes in the first half and finished 24 of 42 for 265 yards. It was his fifth career game with at least 4 touchdown passes. Joe Flacco couldn't do anything against Cincinnati until the Bengals led by 3 touchdowns. He threw for 356 yards and a pair of touchdowns, including a 21-yarder to John Brown that cut it to 28-23 with 9:35 left. Flacco also fumbled with 2:42 remaining to set up the game-clinching field goal by Randy Bullock. Ravens are now 1-1 on the season. Also in NFL news, the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't saying much about the status of quarterback Ben Roethlisberger for Sunday's home opener against the Chiefs. Roethlisberger skipped practice for a second straight day due to an issue with his right elbow. The 36-year-old Roethlisberger injured the elbow on Pittsburgh's next-to-last offensive snap in a Week 1 tie with Cleveland. Offensive coordinator Randy Fichtner declined to get into specifics about Roethlisberger's status for Sunday. Also, the Titans limited Marcus Mariota at practice yesterday and gave more work to backup Blaine Gabbert in preparation for Sunday's game against Houston. Coach Mike Vrabel says they want to evaluate which quarterback will give them the best chance against the Texans. Mariota practiced fully yesterday after an injured elbow knocked him out of Tennessee's opening loss to Miami. Leonard Fournette is running again and feeling better and better about his strained right hamstring. The Jaguars running back also is hopeful he'll be able to play against the Patriots on Sunday. Chargers defensive end Joey Bosa will sit out a second straight game because of a bone bruise in his left foot. Bosa hurt the foot during training camp and re-injured it during practice last week. He missed the opener against Kansas City. Dolphins left guard Josh Sitton was held out of a second straight practice with a shoulder issue, casting doubt about his availability for Sunday's game against the New York Jets. Dolphins coach Adam Gase says receiver Devontae Parker should be able to play after sitting out the opener with a broken finger on his right hand. Falcons running back Devontae Freeman has again been held out of practice with a sore knee, leaving his status uncertain about this weekend's game against Carolina. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Manny Machado went 3-for-4 with a solo homer and 3 RBIs as the Dodgers knocked off the Cardinals 9-7 to keep pace with Colorado. David Freese poked a 2-run triple against his ex-team to open up the scoring. Clayton Kershaw delivered an RBI single and struck out 8 while allowing 3 earned runs in 6 innings. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Miami 4-3. Rockies beat Arizona 10-3. Cubs over Washington in 10 innings, 4-3. The Mets beat Miami 5-4 in a second game of a doubleheader. In the American League, Salvador Perez and Jorge Bonifacio hit back-to-back homers during a 4-run sixth inning as the Royals picked up a win over the Twins 6-4. Baltimore beat Oakland 5-3. Boston over Toronto 4-3. Seattle beat the LA Angels by an 8-2 final. And David Wright's going to play one more game, but it'll likely be his last. The New York Mets say their longtime third baseman will be activated before their final homestand and starts September 29th against the Marlins. That's the team's penultimate game of the season. Wright hasn't played since May 2016, while he was dealing with neck, back, and shoulder injuries that have required surgery. He's the team's all-time leader with 1,777 hits, 390 doubles, 970 RBIs, 761 walks, and 949 runs scored. He ranks second with 242 home runs and tied for third with a .296 batting average in his career. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.